think we are online back again. We're sorry that we got interrupted, but the internet wouldn't work. I think we were talking about what the words of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, brought. And when the disciples asked him, what is the sign of your coming? And he opened his mouth and said many things. I want to read from the book of Luke, chapter 17. Chapter 21:11. And there will be great earthquakes and various places plagues. In other translations it says pestilences, infectious diseases, and famines. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. These are things that will happen at the end of the days, as we are living now, just before the return of the Messiah, Yeshua. Whether we like it or not, nobody can stop it. But God knows how to protect His people from the trials of life as and when it comes. The same thing he said in the book of Matthew, chapter 24:7, verse 7. I think I was talking to you about the prophet Ezekiel, where the Lord took him to the graveyard and showed him all the bones and all that. And he said, son of man, the people of Israel, they say they have lost all their hope. They are like dry bones. And he was talking to them. There is hope. Let me read from chapter 37, verse 11. Hear God speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, Elohim, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves. He says, I'm going to open your graves. It is exactly what is going to happen when Yeshua returns back to earth. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And this is going to be true for everyone, those who have trusted in God and the Son of God whom He sent to save us. Death is not the end. Children, I know very well you have your Bibles in your hands. Go and open these things after this message is over. God will do what He has said. When Yeshua, Jesus Christ, returns, those who died in Him, those who trusted in the Son of God, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, they will rise first from the grave. Verse 13, then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves. He says it again. When I have opened your graves, they're not in heaven. No, they're dead. So he opens their graves and brings them out and causes you to come out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit, that could be translated as breath. I will put my breath within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it, declares Yahweh. This is the word of the Lord. God cannot lie. All the dead will have to rise, come out of the graves. Then the judgment will take place. The first ones to come out are those who died in him, believing Yeshua, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We have to face, all of us, the judgment seat of the Messiah. Yeshua, who brought words from the Father, he said in John chapter 6, the book of John chapter 6 verse 39, this is the will of him who sent me, God the Father sent him, that of all that he has given me, that means God the Father drew people near his son Yeshua. He said, unless the Father draws anyone, nobody can come to me. He has given me, I lose nothing but raise it up on the last day. That's the book of John, verse 39. And again in verse 40, for this is the will of my Father, God Almighty, that everyone who sees or beholds the Son and believes in him, believing in Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ, believing in the message he brought, the only message he brought for the coming kingdom. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom is going to be established in Israel, having Jerusalem as the capital. That is the city of the great king, Yeshua said, Matthew chapter 5 verse 35. So those who repent and have believed the good news and follow the commandments of the Son of God, which are actually the commandments of God the Father, they have eternal life, age-lasting life. They have the kingdom life awaiting for them. and I myself will raise him up on the last day. And finally, I want to say, this will confuse and disturb some theologians and the faith preachers of the West, America, Canada, and also the Europe. The book of Acts, chapter 10, Peter was sent to the house of Cornelius, the centurion. He was a pagan man, but still he believed in one God, and he feared God. The Bible says he was a devout man and one who feared God with all his household and gave many alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. Now, Peter opened his mouth and said these words. Listen carefully. Chapter 10, verse 34. Opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God Almighty, Elohim, is not one to show partiality. Others, he's not going to show favor to one and no favor to the other. No. He does not show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him. What's that? In every nation, the man or woman who fears him, fears God, and does what is right, is welcome to him. That might upset many theologians and many other people. What do you say? Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. What about this verse? Astounding, eh? Shocking. And the truth was brought in by God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Elohim, about his son, Yeshua. The good news is, there's a kingdom that is on the way. Literal kingdom. Yeshua, Jesus, is going to come back to earth to set up his kingdom. The first time he came to announce the kingdom. But now he is coming to rule with his saints. Those who served him through many tribulations following him. Not every Christian, no. But this is what is people, many have a wrong understanding. I'm a Christian, I die and I go to heaven. No. No such thing in the Bible. Either you will be living in the kingdom or you will be outside the kingdom. The kingdom will be set up on earth, not in heaven. And we have to prepare for that. Yeshua said, repent and believe. Believing has to do with obedience. obedience to the laws of the kingdom, as any government, in any country, they have their laws, regulations, which the people had to obey. And so, the good news is when Yeshua comes, he will open up the graves, and the dead in the Messiah, those who believed in him, will rise first. They have to. Thousands of years, 5,000 years, they have to rise and meet him. Repentance and believing and obedience to the good news is compulsory. You can open up your Bibles and see whether the things that I have spoken to you, children, whether these things are true. Every time we hear very sad news about you, especially where the disease is increasing, Italy, France, and Spain, we are upholding you in prayer, especially praying for your Prime Minister, for God to lead them with wisdom, and for your president, and especially for the doctors who are fighting against the disease, for the nurses and all the other workers in the hospitals, 24 hours, and some have lost their lives. We are praying for them until this very hour, for them to receive God's mercy. May the Lord protect you and guide you and bring about a deliverance, that we may all get ready for the coming of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of God. No religion, nothing to do with any church, is a pure word of the Lord. Pure word of the Lord. This broadcast is coming to you all the way from Sri Lanka, a small island just below India. It is not technically advanced like one of your countries, but still, as Nathaniel said, can anything good come out from Nazareth? Anything good? Well, by the mercy of God, we're able to talk today. God's word, which cannot go wrong, it'll come to pass. May the Lord be with you.